So today we have NCR's very own Terry Duffy talking about how NCR's new cloud-based platform leverages APIs to unify previously siloed transaction functions. Check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And as you can see, we're doing something a little bit different here. I'm at one conference and Terry Duffy from NCR is at another conference. Actually, it's Money 2020 that Terry's at, and I'm at the California Nevada Credit Union League's REACH conference in Monterey, California. But hey, the technology's working, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me very much.
Yeah, this is something a little bit different, and it seems to be working all right. So, how are things at Money 2020? Give us a quick recap. What's going on there?
Yeah. So, show's been great. Lots of energy. Lots of interesting discussions. Some great keynotes, and big crowd. Enthusiastic crowd. It's been a good couple of days so far.
Any kind of main theme that you guys are has kind of percolated to the surface that's the main theme this year at Money 2020?
Yeah, I mean, I think across the show, obviously, continuing evolution in the payments landscape. Yeah. You know, for NCR, certainly, we've got some things that are important to us as we push forward, as we think about convergence between digital and physical channels. That's been kind of the main thing that we've been talking about with our customers and really resonating across the board here.
Let's get into that. I mean, can you provide some details on the new channel services platform that you guys introduced at the conference?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, kind of historically, obviously NCR has been a big player in the channel space, really thought of as kind of an ATM provider historically. And we spent the last number of years working really hard to change a little bit of the messaging and then kind of what we're doing. And one of the ways we've done that is building out a services platform that effectively allows our customers, what we're trying to do is think about breaking down the silos between their channels. And today our customers have independent channels kind of driving their business, right? From the ATM to their digital channels, call centers. And one of the big things that we've been working with a lot of our customers on is how do we unchannel the channel, right?
Right.
So if you think about it from a customer, from a bank's perspective or a credit union perspective, a customer as a customer, how they interact with the bank really should be a common experience and a ubiquitous experience across the institution. So that's been a big theme for us is how do we provide technologies and capabilities to our customers where they interact with the bank when they want, how they want, with technology that makes that ubiquitous.
Gotcha. And so how are these services helping credit unions balance, like you mentioned before, physical and digital? It's been coined phygital, if you've heard of that phygital one before. Yeah, banking for better member experience. So
yeah. No, so as we think about kind of where we're going, a few examples, right? So one of the easy examples is you think about how do I take an ATM and use my mobile application and make a cardless transaction at an ATM.
Yeah.
So those are the types of things where we're combining capabilities that you would have in your kind of digital platform for us, Digital Insight or now our D3 acquisition, and leveraging that technology and allowing you to interact at an ATM and get cash between, you know, those two mediums, if you will. Another great example that we're doing is saying, hey, how can I initiate a transaction on a mobile device? Like if I want to get cash from a branch, if I'm a small business, I can pre-stage that, set it up on a mobile device, be able to go to the branch and acquire that through a locker at the branch, but I would initiate through that mobile application. So really working hard to say, you know, here's a platform that enables our customers to set up services and capabilities that they need across all their channels, and then at times delivering it through a physical experience that they take advantage of.
It sounds like you guys are kind of busting down the silos, if you will. You know, you're kind of making it channel agnostic.
Channel, like we like to say, unchanneling the channels.
There you go.
And it's interesting though, because if you think from a bank's perspective, I think omnichannel had its kind of heyday, if you would. And I think we always struggled with what was the outcome of omnichannel? You know, what was it delivering? And the reality is I don't think we ever got there as an industry. And so what we're really focused on is how do we change that, you know, kind of experience from not only the bank's perspective, the credit union's perspective, but from their own end customer's perspective.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's really critical, is how do we improve that experience, make it more cost effective for the credit unions, and at the same time, you know, be in a position where they can grow and expand, because there's going to be new things that become available. Mm-hmm. And so a flexible modern architecture really helps them get there.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, the flexible architecture, because I mean, with all the new fintechs coming up and nipping at the banks and the credit union's heels, and I mean, a bank or a credit union, they really have to be nimble in this area to, like you said, to grow. And I think that's the significance here. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's two things, right? I mean, I think if you do it the right way, deploy the technology the right way, not only is it someone like NCR to provide the capabilities, but thinking about open platforms where the credit unions can build their own technology, or other fintechs can contribute to the ecosystem and build out capabilities to expand what the credit unions can ultimately provide to their customers. So we're really excited. We think it's you know, kind of the next evolution in I'm going to call it assisted service banking, as well as digital banking, and kind of really merging those things together, breaking down what have been traditional barriers in this space. So we're excited. And candidly, I think customers have gravitated towards it as well.
Indeed. You mentioned reducing operating costs a little bit earlier, kind of with a more streamlined consumer experience. So how much of a reduction are we talking about here? I mean, can you put a number on it, or a percentage, or is there a ballpark that a financial institution can expect?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think obviously when you talk about these types of things, it depends where you start, right? Because that impacts kind of where you get to.
Yeah.
But if I think about it, like if I'm running 5 or 6 channels today, all with their own infrastructure, all with their own operating costs, all with their own interfaces, all with their own independent user experiences, I consolidate that technology, if you will, right? And I think there's, you know, we've seen anywhere from 20%, 30% savings kind of across the board.
Yeah.
But I think more importantly, flexibility going forward as well, because really the challenge that I think, you know, credit unions are going to be facing going forward is, it's not just about where you are today, but it's about where they're going to be in 3, 4, or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not known today, right? So they have to have a model and a capability that's flexible to be able to evolve with them and ultimately with their customers.
Yeah, and who knows what's going to happen? Like you said, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? You know, it's like some new technology is going to crop up that you got to be ready for. So the openness really allows for that. Other question I had for you is, what does the better, more streamlined consumer experience, what does that look like? Is it the consolidation that you're talking about?
Yeah, no, I think it's two things, right? So one is ultimately vendors like NCR can provide an out-of-box user experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, what we're doing is building a consistent look, feel, experience across all the channels, if you will. But number two, I think moving forward in the credit union space as well, potentially, the customer, the credit unions might want to control that and own that and help provide and build it themselves, or have capabilities to enhance it themselves. So I think one of the things that you know, we're kind of looking at moving forward is, how do we provide that user experience, that look and feel, but also how do we give our customers the capability to impact it, change it, modify it,
mm-hmm.
so that they can customize it for their own customers as well. So it's you know, we're seeing this desire where, if I think about a kind of a technology stack, right, that middle layer, the kind of middle layer of services, mm-hmm. a vendor to provide, as you get more up the customer experience, the closer you get to the customer, the more the credit unions, the banks want to impact that experience as well.
Indeed. All right, well, where can we find out more about this technology? Obviously, NCR's website, anywhere. Can we go anywhere else and find this? Or what are the resources out there?
Yeah, so obviously NCR's website,
okay.
You know, NCR, we're doing a lot of things online through Twitter,
good.
I think you'll be seeing a lot of things coming out through our own marketing organizations around channel services, around kind of our D3 acquisition, how we're pulling those things together, as well as what we're doing with Digital Insight
mm-hmm.
on an ongoing basis. So the whole kind of comprehensive banking story that NCR is continuing to build out.
Indeed. Exciting times for sure, I keep saying. This is, I mean,
absolutely.
Each year keeps getting more and more exciting. And so, and it sounds like you guys are right there in the middle of it. So well done.
We are. We're having fun with it.
That's what you need to do. All right. Well, good stuff, Terry. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom?
No, I mean, I think from our perspective, it's an exciting time. I think the evolution is quick. I think this is a space that, you know, credit unions, banks are going to continue to evolve in. And I think the way that you know, we're going to interact with our customers going forward is going to rapidly change. And we have to be kind of on the forefront of that as technology providers and as ultimately credit unions and banks in the space.
Indeed. Well said. Well said. All right, Terry, I'll let you get back to having fun there at Money 2020.
Awesome.
Good luck there. Awesome. Yeah, I think you got another day or two there, but enjoy and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks again.